This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President-elect Trump calls it an abuse and a miscarriage of justice. President Biden has pardoned his son Hunter, sparing him possible prison time for felony gun and tax convictions. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Hunter Biden was soon to be sentenced in a gun possession case in Delaware and a California case accusing him of not paying over $1 million in taxes, to which he pleaded guilty in September. But despite repeated promises he would not pardon his son, President Biden has done just that. The president released a statement saying that he believes in the justice system, but also believes raw politics led to a miscarriage of justice.
A lot of Americans have been traveling over this Thanksgiving holiday, and some are struggling with the weather. Erie, Pennsylvania resident Ashton Pettit says she hasn't been able to get her car out of the snow. Parts of Erie County got nearly 2 feet of snow.
The problem is with the snow plows, a lot of them are breaking down because the snow's so heavy, so it's hard to get through.
She talked to WJET 24, Fox 66. You know about Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but do you know about Giving Tuesday?
Giving Tuesday was created to encourage people to give back and donate to charity after all the days of consumerism that come before it. Philanthropist Jean Shafiroff says giving is far greater a reward than receiving.
Everybody's consuming, and while people consume, the idea of also giving to underserved communities, to animal welfare groups, to people that really need some money, helps people.
Giving Tuesday was created in 2012. Julie Walker, New York.
Tragedy overseas. 56 people have been killed in a stampede at a soccer stadium in Guinea following clashes between fans. This is AP News. Now to Canada's concerns about potential trade laws as the Trump administration prepares to take over. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Canada's ambassador to the United States has said that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was successful in convincing President-elect Donald Trump that the Canadian border can't be compared to Mexico's. Kirsten Hillman has said that Trudeau's recent dinner with Trump was a very important step in getting Trump to back away from threatened tariffs on all products. Trump threatened to impose tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico if they don't stop what he called the flow of drugs and migrants across their borders. Hillman says Trudeau's claim that the Canadian border is vastly different than the Mexican border was accepted. I'm Karen Chamas.
Stellantis CEO Carlos Tavares is stepping down after nearly 4 years in the top spot of the car maker that owns brands like Jeep and Ram. The company struggled with slumping sales. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last year after year. Snag the hoodie that brings comfort for life. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20 at checkout.